The Chronicles of Narnia
by C. Lewis.
The Magician's Nephew.
Okay. It is 4 p.m. at PS 59, a public school on New York City's Upper East Side, and most of the children have gone home. But today is Wednesday, and fifth grader Bailey Raffensperger is still here. He's sitting at a low table practicing his reading skills with his mentor, Tony Baccia, a 13-year veteran of the Mentoring USA program.
But the cheers died away into roars.
For them, as for the 5,000 or so other mentor-mentee pairs that have come through this program, homework help is a big part of the relationship. But there's more.
I like having a mentor because it's kind of like having a mom or dad at school. Somebody's on your side that you can talk to and that you can play games with. It's like a really close friend.
And it varies by week, and it's whatever they need. If they need guidance, I'll offer guidance that day. If they need to play a game that day, I'll play a game that day. Whatever their needs are for that day, for that hour. And I can only say that I've certainly gotten back over the years a lot more than I've given. Just wonderful working with the children and sharing the experience with them.
That joy of service has been at the core of Mentoring USA's mission since it began in 1987. Founder Matilda Cuomo says that her experience as a mother of five, a former school teacher, and a former First Lady of New York State has convinced her that parents, schools, and communities all benefit from what mentors give children.
The parents feel good when the child is getting help. It's a natural thing. I mean, if there's any love for that child, you want to see them succeed. And the school gets better, too, because the teachers realize that this child needs help. They're bringing in the mentor. This is wonderful. It sort of gives them a sense of relief, always remembering that there's a place for this child who needs a mentor.
For children, mentors can occupy an emotional space somewhere between teachers, parents, and friends. Adele Schroeder is the principal of PS 59, where Tony Baccia works with Bailey. She says mentees who have written about their experiences often report seeking advice from mentors about issues they're not ready to talk about with anyone else, at least not yet.
You know, there are kids who they've got an issue in school, or they've been in some sort of conflict, or they've got tension with friends. There were kids who wrote about, I think my parents are getting divorced, and I haven't told any of my friends yet, but I've told my mentor. It's like somebody to try it out on. You know, I'm going to try out how I'm going to talk about this thing that's hard for me with you. So I think it's a pretty unique relationship.
About 25% of the students at PS 59 are immigrants who have come to the U.S. within the past year. Schroeder says that mentors often help these children adjust to their new environment.
Our kids do a pretty good job of welcoming new class members in, and teachers do a really good job, but this is just one more person who can kind of help make that transition, help make them feel comfortable.
And, she adds, simply having a caring mentor gives mentees an important civics lesson.
I do feel like one of the important things we try to communicate to kids is the idea that they have kind of a commitment to society and to each other and to their community in their classroom and in the school and in a larger community. And I think in many ways, not only do they benefit from the actual mentoring, but I think from the modeling of the mentors themselves, who are really good citizens.
The mentors in this program are volunteers, not professional therapists or teachers or social workers. Still, says Matilda Cuomo, all of them are rigorously screened and trained.
It's really a highly disciplined, structured program. We take it very seriously because you're putting a child in the hands of a volunteer. And I wanted to make sure that the training was par excellence.
Part of that training is diversity awareness, a necessity in the Big Apple, perhaps the most ethnically diverse city in the world. Cuomo notes that mentors and mentees often come from widely different social, economic, and cultural backgrounds. And it's often a rich learning experience for both simply to be together.
The mentor has to be trained to understand the sense of diversity that we're living with today. It makes a better person of the mentor.
Educators and parents agree. Being mentored is a win-win-win-win for parents, schools, communities, and most importantly, children. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.